Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 80th Venice International Film Festival. I'm glad to be joined by Pablo Larraín, Juan de Dios Larraín, director and producer of El Conde screening here in competition. Welcome and welcome back.
Thank you, please. What a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to go right straight to the point. While I was watching the film, I noticed that Chilean are often referred to from the vampire Pinochet as ungrateful. And so I wanted to ask you if this was, you know, your way to show Chilean and us that that's what evil people do. They think they're doing things for, they make us believe they're doing things for our own good. They make us believe that, you know, you want to be called a thief. You want to...
Yeah, because what they do is that they see themselves as saviors,
exactly,
as heroes, as someone that it's an Illuminati, no? That is someone that has the grace and has the virtue to change the fate of a nation. But the ungrateful angle is not really coming from himself. Maybe it was, but it is coming from the people that supported him. They call us, the people that don't support him, that we are ungrateful for the things he did to our country, which makes it even more crazy, but yeah.
I have to say that this film is very Chilean, but it's also very universal. And I think that in order to be universal, he had to portray people in the right way. And in this case, I'm talking about women. Because sometimes people talk about women as often listen to people saying, "Oh, if women were in position of powers, there would be no wars," and that's not true. That's a very beautiful way to portray us, but we're imperfect as well. And in this case, the film shows you everybody, all nuances of being perfect, and women as well. So I wanted to know if you focused on that as well in order to have the film the more universal as possible.
Well, the universality is achieved to human emotions and humans' perception of reality, human pain, and about, in this case, with history, also in the way that the film is shot, in the way that we tell the story. Sometimes in these films there are things that Chileans know, but we go and tell that part of the story that maybe we know in Chile in order to conquer that idea of universality or to try to do it. And speaking about the genders, I think that, yeah, I agree, I'm with you, and like everyone has fragilities, and I think that it's good to show that. It's good to show how vulnerable we all are. And that's probably the most universal thing you can think about.
Juan, in terms of production, what were the biggest challenges of finding the right genre? I agree that the vampire, you know, allegory was the right thing to do, but in terms of production, what were the challenges?
Well, you know, our company is turning 20 years this year, so it's an important birthday. And this is Pablo's 10th film, and I have produced all of them. That's been a great pleasure. And I think in this case, we assemble an amazing cast and crew. Our hero departments are so great. So I don't think that the achievement is on the production side, although the movie is so well executed and looks amazing. I think that the hardest part of the film was for Paolo to understand how something very serious could be taken with humor, how you can approach a subject that has caused a lot of pain to many, many people and make fun of it in the good way. And that tone, that limit, is something very hard to settle. And I believe that for Paolo was very hard, and in how, somehow for everybody trying to help and to create a conversation, to have him very secure in order to achieve El Conde. And I think in the end, the experience was amazing. Let's see what the audience will say. But so far, what we have heard, it's something very positive because although it has a lot of fun, I think in the end, there's a very clear message on what kind of things should never happen again. And if the movie is able to create a conversation about that, then it means that we're doing the right thing.
Well, last thing, how did you work together? Were there any disagreements between you two, especially for this film?
Well, sometimes we have, not just in this film. We have a company that produced to many other directors. We do television and cinema. But the way that we... he can speak for himself, by the way. But the way that I think that we fix most of our differences is that we do very different things. We're not usually taking the same decisions. And sometimes we have disagreements, but whoever is closer to that project, you would usually have the best way to deal with it.
Yeah, I think we connect with the other when you need the other. And sometimes you need more, sometimes less. And in this case, I think we and myself were like backers of conversations. And of course, on the production side, it was something mutual. But in this case, it was a pleasure to do it, and I don't think we had big fights. Of course, sometimes we fight. It's, if you have partners of a company for 20 years and it doesn't happen, then you have a problem.
We throw vanilla cakes to each other. Only vanilla, no chocolate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Juan de Dios Larraín, for El Conte, screening here in competition at the 80th Venice International
Film Festival. Thank you, Fred, for the constant support of cinema.
Thank you, Fabio, for your films.
Please.
For always
thank
being
you.
Here.
Have a good day.
Always welcome. So. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.